You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We're happy to welcome to the program now Hans von Spakovsky, who of course is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and the former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission from 2006 to 2007. Hans, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So we're here to have you talk about this upcoming drama on December 19th, where electors are threatening not to vote for Donald Trump in the Electoral College, and they, at least 40 of them, want to be briefed about this so-called Russian interference, which the intelligence community isn't quite clear on. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, all the threats, except with one exception, are coming from Clinton electors, not Trump electors. And I'll tell you, I think this is kind of like that line in Macbeth, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. Look, in the first 200 years of the country, 1796 to 1996, there were over 21,000 electoral college votes. Only 17 of them were cast against their pledge. So the idea that a huge number or even a significant number are going to somehow change their votes, it's just not going to happen. On this intelligence briefing, I really don't know why electors need an intelligence briefing to do what they pledged to do when they became electors, which
right.
was to vote for either Trump or Clinton. I mean, what do they want to know? Who the hackers were that actually revealed the truth to the American people of what was going on inside the DNC when outside they were painting this false picture of neutrality in the primaries?
Well, it's important to point out that this group of 40 electors is being led by none other than Christine Pelosi, who is the daughter of course, former House Speaker and current House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who claims that they would be doing this even if Hillary won. Do you believe that?
Well, of course not. Look, apparently what they're upset about, like I said, is that the American people found out the truth that, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was actually conspiring with the Clinton campaign to freeze out Bernie Sanders, as well as the media was coordinating behind the scenes with the Clinton campaign. I'm not sure that it would have been a good thing for that false picture to continue. And what do they think? That's, in fact, what should have happened? The truth should not have been told so the American people wouldn't know that when they voted in the election?
Well, here's sort of what I think is disingenuous about this effort. They seem to be saying that, you know, the Russians hacked the election. That's the shortcut that they use to describe what happened. And for many people, when they hear that phrase, the Russians hacked the election, they think that it was not about hacking some emails. They think it was about hacking the vote. And there is
right.
no evidence at all that that took place. And in fact, if there was hanky-panky going on, as we're finding out in Michigan, it was on the side of the Democrats.
Well, no, that's very clear. I've been reading all the media reports out of this from the mainstream media, and they're all trying to gloss it over into interference with the election. No, the only thing we know is that the DNC computers were hacked. Listen, you know what this all reminds me of, the current hysteria over it? Remember the 1966 movie with Alan Arkin and Carl Reiner, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming?
Mm-hmm.
That is what this reminds me of, and it really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any change in the fact that look, electors are chosen for their loyalty to the party. Yeah, you've got one guy in Texas, a supposed Trump elector, who says he's not going to vote. But that just isn't going to happen.
Well,
with the overwhelming majority of them.
You know, this letter that was sent by these 40 electors says that they require these intelligence briefings as a matter that directly impacts the core factors in our deliberations of whether Mr. Trump is fit to serve as president of the United States. I mean, don't you think that sentence right there proves that this is simply political?
Well, it certainly does. The only difference that this intelligence briefing could make, given that it revealed again what was going on inside the DNC, is, well, maybe it might affect the votes of people who pledged themselves for Hillary Clinton. But obviously, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Can I turn to this situation in Michigan? I'm very troubled by this. The story that is out has to do with the recount effort. And what we have learned is in Detroit itself, and there are a number of boxes, a large number of boxes, about 37% of the boxes, apparently there were more votes cast and through the optical scanner than there were people who signed up to cast their ballots. What is going on there?
Well, that does not surprise me, given who runs Detroit. Look, the most fraud that you'll find in this country these days, as John Fund and I explained in a book we wrote a couple of years ago, are the urban machines that are still in existence. That's in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, parts of Chicago, and also parts of New York. And what happens in places like that is election officials in polling places, who sometimes are part of that kind of a conspiracy to steal votes, will feed new extra votes into the
optical scanner.
Yeah, after the polling times close and there's nobody there to see what they're doing.
But then, as I understand it, just to real quickly, because we're running down on time, but as I understand it, in a recount, if the number of people who signed the ballot book and said, I'm going to cast my vote, doesn't match the number of ballots that go through the optical scanner, they don't include that in a recount. Why not? That's what you really want to recount.
Well, yeah, except you have no way of knowing if all those extra votes were fraudulently cast.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that, you know, we're having a recount in some of these places, and what really needs to be recounted is what the Democrats did in Detroit, Michigan.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.